Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Three teenagers shot on a street in Fresh Meadows, Queens yesterday, and there is video of the attack because the attackers were shooting video in addition to shooting bullets. Roger Stern with more live from Fresh Meadows this morning. Roger?
Lee, a 14-year-old girl is in critical condition this morning after being shot in the neck yesterday afternoon. It happened along 188th Street in Fresh Meadows, Queens. Assistant Police Chief Ruben Beltran says two vehicles pulled up alongside a group of people on the sidewalk.
During the argument, one of the males from the car fired numerous rounds, striking the victims. Immediately after the shooting, the suspects fled the scene.
Two 18-year-old guys were shot in the leg, and a Good Samaritan, Umair Makbul, tells us about the 14-year-old girl.
She was conscious when she was taken into the ambulance, but she definitely got hit in the neck.
Police don't know if the shooter meant to hit her. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live in Fresh Meadows, Queens.
There was also gunfire in Brooklyn last night. A man sitting in a car on Junius Street in Brownsville when another man came up and started pumping bullets into the car. At least one hit the 24-year-old victim in the chest. He's at Brookdale in critical condition. The shooter, dressed in black, was last seen running south on Junius Street. The PBA is pushing back on the mayor's call for New Yorkers to drop a dime on transit cops they see checking their phones in the subway. The PBA pointing out that the cops didn't ask for the department-issued smartphones they were ordered to carry, noting that the phones are used to fill out forms and to get alerts from the department. Meantime, the head of the MTA is just happy to see more cops in the subway.
MTA Chair Jana Lieber is all for more cops and better deployment on the subway.
What I'm thrilled about is that we have a mayor who's an ex-transit cop who's saying exactly what I asked for before he became mayor, which is we want cops on trains, cops on platforms.
He's worried about crime and what could become a fare evasion epidemic. He didn't want to give an opinion on the mayor's call for commuters to send him photos of cops checking their phones instead of the platforms. But Lisa Daglian of the agency's Citizen Advisory Committee says they will forward the photos they receive.
I'd hate to be on the other end of that email address. I think they're going to get a lot of mail.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds in Lower Manhattan.
Now, the mayor, meantime, will meet with the NYPD's commanding officers over the weekend. He's asking each of them to bring three ideas to reduce the city's crime rate. The meeting set for 1 p.m. Saturday at One Police Plaza. Year to date, the city has seen double-digit increases in every major crime category except murder. Police know who they're looking for now in the attack on a jogger on the West Side last month. They want 28-year-old Carl Fanor. His last address was the Bowery Mission Shelter. But he wasn't there when they looked for him. Investigators believe it was Fanor who rode up on a bike to the 39-year-old victim, shoved her to the ground, sexually assaulted her, and stole her phone. Shortly before the attack, he was caught on video pleasuring himself on his bicycle. We have his picture, hopefully not from that video. It'll be going up at 1010winds.com. Awake today for fallen firefighter Timothy Klein at the McManus Funeral Home on Avenue N in Brooklyn, hours 2 to 4 p.m. and 7 to 9 p.m. Ed Shannon, Timothy Klein's JV basketball coach at Archbishop Molloy, will no doubt be there.
You know, I was speaking with Tim's varsity soccer coach today, Andy Costell. We both have the same memories of a great kid who was the ultimate team player, a committed hard worker on and off the court. And as we see, he took that attitude with him to the fire department.
He spoke to Bridget Quinn on Newsline. Timothy Klein died Saturday when a ceiling collapsed in a burning home in Canarsie. He was 31. His funeral tomorrow at St. Francis de Sales in Bell Harbor, where he was a parishioner. It was a good night for the Yankees. Not such a great day for the Mets, though, as Mark Rene is here to lament this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, a 10-5 loss in St. Louis, highlighted by the dugouts and bullpens all emptying in the bottom of the eighth inning after Nolan Arenado took exception to a pitch up and in. which only came after J.D. Davis became the 19th Met to be hit by a pitch. And in the melee, Pete Alonso was tackled by the Cardinals' first base coach.
I got pulled from behind. Actually, Genesis Cabrera grabbed me by the back of the collar, and then he just ripped down, and then the coach just kind of jumped on me, and I thought that was kind of cheap going from behind. I mean, that's, if you want to hold me back, if you want to restrain me, go at me like a man.
The polar bear adding he had no ill intent.
If I wanted to put someone in the hospital, I easily could, but I was just out there trying to protect my guys.
Meantime, the Yankees last night beat the Orioles 5-2, highlighted by Giancarlo Stanton slugging his 350th career home run. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.